President Bush met with Sudanese Vice President Salva Kiir in Washington, D.C. this week to discuss the peace process in Darfur, Sudan. More than 2 million people have been displaced and some 200,000 killed in that conflict over the past 4 years there. The Darfur peace agreement was negotiated in May between the Sudanese government and the main rebel groups in Darfur. But since then, violence in that region has increased, and once united rebel groups are reported to be mounting assaults on one another. Kenneth Bacon is president of Refugees International. He joins us now on the phone in El Fasher, Sudan. Mr. Bacon, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
You've been to Darfur before. Tell us what you're seeing there, this trip.
The good news is that despite continuing difficulties, the humanitarian effort is still managing to feed well over 2 million people. Mm-hmm. The bad news is that the character of the war has changed. First, there is more inter-tribal rivalry than there was before. The second thing is that these huge camps for internally displaced people have become much edgier and more violent. Three aid workers were beaten to death in Zelinji, where there's a large camp.
Mm-hmm. In fact, wasn't international aid suspended this week after those attacks?
Yes, in Zelinji, not throughout all of Darfur, but just in that area.
But why isn't this peace deal signed in May working, in your judgment?
Well, the primary reason is that only one of three rebel leaders signed the agreement. And the one who signed it, named Mini Minawi, represents a very small slice of the population in Darfur.
Let me ask about the Sudanese government refusing peacekeepers. There is, of course, a small African Union peacekeeping force, or force at any rate, on the ground there.
Well, they haven't even agreed to it in principle. And the UN Security Council has said that they can't compel Sudan to take a force it doesn't want to take. And that's the drama that's taking place right now, and that drama will be played out in Washington next week when President Bush meets with Mini Minawi, the one rebel leader who signed the Darfur peace agreement.
This week you sent a letter to President Bush about that forthcoming visit. You are concerned about Mini Minawi. You suggest that some of the same transgressions that have been committed against his people are transgressions he's committing now.
Yes, I actually spent the day in a refugee camp called Tawila, and I talked to a number of people who had fled their villages. They said that they were attacked by Mini Minawi's forces, and Mini Minawi's forces were saying, we are going to attack anybody who doesn't agree with the Darfur peace agreement. The UN says that Mini Minawi has used some of the same tactics that the Arab militias associated with the government have used, and that is he's targeted young men and boys in his attacks.
Ken, in your mind, is the peace deal that was negotiated with the government by rebel groups in southern Sudan, which of course is a separate conflict, is that any kind of instruction for Darfur now?
Yeah, and in fact, the Darfur peace agreement was based to some extent on the so-called comprehensive peace agreement. What makes it different is that South Sudan has oil, and that was a compelling reason for both sides to settle this so they could get reliable access to the oil. There is reported to be large oil deposits in Darfur, but they haven't been exploited yet. I did see, however, a Chinese exploration crew in South Sudan several days ago. So who knows? China could, if it wanted to, play a constructive role here.
What would you like President Bush to say to Mini Minawi when they meet?
I would like him to say, first of all, knock off the fighting. Second, if you don't knock off the fighting, we're not going to be able to support you in any way. And third, I'd like him to say, I want you to work with President Bashir to get UN forces into Sudan and to make this peace agreement work.
Ken Bacon, President of Refugees International, speaking with us from El Fasher in Darfur. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.